Well, I want to welcome you to the third podcast of the World Evangelism, the third episode of the World Evangelism Podcast. I am so blessed that you would take the time to watch on YouTube or to listen to the podcast and to invite other people to like and subscribe and to share. You'll be able to help us. The goal here is to encourage and inspire world evangelism. I don't want any guilt trips put on anybody. I don't want anybody thinking that if they're not a missionary, they're somehow failed. I just want us to love Jesus and let the love of Jesus flow through us so that we love all people and want people to be saved. Our God is a wonderful, loving God. From the very beginning, the plan of salvation is His. It doesn't start at Calvary. It doesn't start in the New Testament. Before the foundation of the world, He already knew we would sin. He already knew man would fail. Jesus was already prepared to go to the cross. God didn't hate us and Jesus step in to save us, but God, loving everybody everywhere, was willing for His Son to take on the consequences of all of our sin and to pay the sin debt for everyone in the world so that everyone already is reconciled. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God doesn't hold their sin against them, not anyone, because the debt's paid, the gift is prepared, and it's ours just to believe and receive. And so as we talk about world evangelism, I just want you to get excited about the opportunity to share the gospel message with other people. Now, for our Bible verse today, I want to take you to Genesis chapter 9 and verse 17. I need you to know, I think you do know, but I want to remind you that all of salvation starts with God. It is God who loved us first. It is God who sought out Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, when they messed up, believed there was no hope and no remedy, and they ran. But God ran to them. They hid, but God found them. They didn't look for God, but God looked for them, and that's what God's doing all around the world. Looking for the lost, looking for those that are His that have lost their way and don't know and need the good news. And this covenant He made with Adam and then Noah, this verse here is about Noah. The Bible says, "And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I've established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth." God made this covenant with us, and He made it with all flesh that is upon the earth. And so I want you to remember that. I want you to realize that from the very beginning, God has wanted everyone to hear the gospel, and God's wanted everyone to be saved. And He is actively working in our hearts to carry His good news. No guilt and no pressure, but maybe like me, it was born in you that God loves everybody and you want to share that message. I have loved doing exactly that. I have loved sharing exactly that, the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Now, I have not yet learned, and I will learn, but I have not yet learned how to put on the screen for you what I'm looking at. But I want to remind you that we ought to pray. We can't do everything, but we can pray. And so I want to challenge you to be involved in praying for the world and praying that people would get saved, praying that people would hear the gospel message of Jesus Christ. So far, I have introduced you to China, and I know you know about China, and I know you're already praying, and I thank you for that. And then we have talked about India, the second largest country in the world, and now I bring you to Indonesia. And Indonesia is a country in such desperate need of the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And they are in the top four countries in the world. And so let me give you just some facts about Indonesia. Now, I have a few friends there, and I hope you do. I hope you have missionaries that are traveling and serving God all around the world. But Indonesia, currently 57% of the people live in cities in the urban area. Jakarta is their capital. And 26% of the population is under the age of 15. That means one out of every four young people are young. They're still tender. They're still open and could hear the gospel. Now, there is a little bit of a problem because There are 722 languages in the country. You can find all this on operationworld.org, and all you got to do is search for the country. Their largest religion is Muslim, and that is about 80% of the people. And in the what they call Christian, what they call people Christian is 15.9%, and only 5.6% of them are evangelical. Out of the top 50 countries that persecute Christians around the world, Indonesia is in the very top. Indonesia is number 33 in the top 50 of the places. Now, it's a country in great need of the gospel. It's Muslim. It's hard. And so anybody we know, any of us, you and I, as we know people that are serving God there, we should be praying for them that God would help them carry the gospel. And remember the covenant, Genesis chapter 9, after the flood, he made a covenant with Noah, but that covenant was to all flesh. You see, God doesn't have just a few handful of chosen people. It's all flesh. And so I just want to challenge you to bear that in mind and remember that. Now then, I like to talk to you about a book each time. And the book I'm about to show you and talk to you about is Christian Missions in Biblical Perspective by J. Herbert Kane. Now, those of you that are interested in missions, this is going to be a hard book to locate. I'm going to try to give you a link to it. But I want to tell you, any book you can get by J. Herbert Kane is well worth your getting. You should get the book, and you should use the book, and you should learn from him. I have used him extensively. What a great man, and what a privilege to be able to get a hold of his books, and you need to do it now while they're still available. He takes in this particular book, and he outlines how does missions fit in the Bible? Because sometimes, you know, you tend to believe that missions is only a New Testament thing, but that's not true. So he starts off with missions in the Old Testament, and then he goes to missions in the Gospel, in the Acts, in the ministry of Paul, and the Bible just keeps on going. He goes into historical missions. A well worth your read book. I hope you'll try to get a hold of this book and use it. Now, I'm going to talk to you about a historical person that's not very historical, but this is our third podcast, and this person's extremely special to me. Her name is Georgia Webb, and she wrote this book, and it says More Than a Dozen. And I want to say this because I want you ladies to know that you can be used. Georgia Webb never married, and she is an old, old lady now. And she's the lady that taught me Spanish when I went to Mexico. And she's the one that had the school there. And she taught us how to speak Spanish, and she helped us to take the gospel. She helped over 200 families take the gospel to the world. And I don't know. I wish I knew exactly how old she is. She's well into her 80s. And so this book right here is in English and Spanish. She gave me this copy. More than a dozen. But what I want to talk to you about Georgia Webb is I think sometimes ladies doubt there's a place for them. And they don't know how much impact they can have. But Georgia Webb started a language school and taught 200 missionary families how to speak the language. Georgia Webb was a children's teacher and a ladies' teacher. And Georgia Webb has lived and is still living, but she has lived a life, an example life of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. This book here is 50 years and more of ministry in the country of Mexico. So if you're listening, I just want you to hear this, and I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart and as sincerely as I know how to. If it births in you a desire to take the gospel and you're a girl, and you wonder, well, where could I fit in? If I'm not married, I'm not a missionary wife, is there a place for me? Georgia Webb would scream, yes, there is. And Georgia Webb would take in a Tennessee country boy with no ability and push and harass and make me learn Spanish. And everything that God allowed me to do around the world in Spanish had a lot to do with her training and her teaching. So young ladies, you listen, I just want you to know that maybe it's birthed in you. So many young ladies think, boy, God wants me to be a missionary. And you let things stand in your way and you don't step out. So I want to challenge you to step out. Remember, our verse, Genesis 9:17, says that it's a covenant with all flesh. Remember that Indonesia is in desperate need of the gospel message of Jesus Christ. I just want you to know God has a plan and a place for you. Now, something I am adding to our podcast as of this week, I want to say a challenge to my missionary friends, and then I want to say a challenge to their pastors and mentors and supporters. And so the first challenge this week to the missionaries is this. It's easy for you to get so hung up on producing that you get discouraged. Missionary attrition rate is at well over 40%. Missionaries quit. They get discouraged. They mess up. They fall into sin. And a lot of that is because, missionary friend, you are putting undue pressure on you. God called you to be the seed sower, not the fruit grower. You are the seed sower, not the fruit grower. It's not your job. Your job is to sow the seed. It's the Holy Spirit's work. He has to convict people. He has to save people. He has to open people's eyes, and he'll do that. So you work the process. I want to challenge you to just go out and share Jesus with people. Share the joy he put in your heart. Don't go out condemning them and putting them down. They already know they're in sin. They already know they need a God. Go out and show them that Jesus loved them and died on a cross for them and they can be saved. Show them that salvation is not something they work to do, but a gift they receive. So remember this, process, not product. Process, not product. Learn the language. Learn the culture, share the gospel, go out soul winning, and go home and go to bed and relax and know that God will do God's work. It's his harvest, not yours. It's his work, not yours. Some will sow and some will water, but it will be God who gives the increase. Now, that's a word to my missionary friends. I'd like to share just a brief word with supporters. Missionaries sometimes feel, a pressure they don't need to feel. They feel like all the churches and people that are supporting them are watching them to see when they get a church started. They feel like if they don't move quickly enough, you'll not love them, respect them, or support them. I don't think that's true about you. But that is a mistake that the devil places into their mind and something they think. So I want to help you help them by praying, not pressuring. Praying, not pressuring. Praying for people, but not putting pressure on people. Praying for people, but not putting pressure on people. That's what I want to challenge you to work on. I want to challenge you to be concerned about them as individuals. I want to ask you to be in touch with them. They sometimes, I hate to admit this, but missionaries will manufacture things for their slideshow because if they don't produce enough, you might not like them. When I was still in Peru, a missionary contacted me and said, I need to make some pictures and for my slideshows back in the days when there were slideshows. He said, you know, and so I had this, my ministry was three or four or five times larger than his. And so he wanted to come to my church and stand in my pulpit and have his picture taken, sit in Sunday school classes and have his picture taken, sit down witnessing and discipling people and have his picture taken all at my church. And he asked me if I'd be willing to let him do that. And I said, of course, I'll be glad to, anything I can do to help you, because I'm here to help you. And he did that and used those pictures. Bad on his side. Because he was too worried about the product and not the process. But nobody's made more mistakes as a missionary than I have. And also maybe bad on the part of supporters who pressured instead of prayed. And so if I could help you today, because that's the purpose of this, I want to encourage and inspire world evangelism. I want to empower young people to carry the gospel message of Jesus Christ around the world. I believe that's what you want too. And so If you'll help me with the World Evangelism Podcast, we'll bless the givers and we'll bless the goers and we'll bless everybody else and we'll bless the world by praying and we'll learn a little bit about the Bible as we go through this. And then all along the way, I'm going to be bringing to you special editions. Right now, tomorrow, you should hear the last of a three-part series by Bridget Young, who wrote a book called Lost in the Gray. And Bridget shares her testimony of what it was like to be lost in the gray because it wasn't black and white. It wasn't yes or no. It was a hard decision, and she had to figure that out because she was losing another baby. And it was the baby or her. So read the book and listen to the podcast. And thank you so much for being a part. We want to empower young people and everybody, givers and goers. We want to inspire people to carry the gospel message to the world. And the minute I don't think I'm helping you or blessing you, I'm going to stop this podcast. So thank you so much for listening. And if there's anything I can do to help you, feel free to get in touch with me. God bless every one of you.